Before we start the show, we would like to acknowledge the traditional owners and custodians of the land on which this show is being recorded today, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. We also pay our respects to their elders, past, present. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land.
Are you ready to get hot? Very hot. Very Abby. Australia's cheeky bestie, Abby Chatfield, is about to turn the heat up.
Looking for some hot nights, baby, with Abby. I need some hot nights, baby, tonight. I want some hot nights, baby, with Abby. Gotta have some hot nights with Abby Chatfield tonight.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. Oh, sorry, I had your fader down.
Podcast. It's the podcast.
Oh, nice little podcast song. I haven't heard that in a while.
Thank you. I just improvised it.
Killed it.
Yeah, I'm keen for the podcast. We speak about lots of stuff, including talking to, I don't know, this person that I don't really care about, so it doesn't really matter.
Oh, the naughty Charlie.
Charlie.
I think he liked you.
No, I don't think he does anymore, which is okay with
anymore?
Me.
Anymore? So he say he did like you at one point.
Sure. No, I don't think he liked you at one point. I'm just saying.
No, you said anymore. So what I'm saying is that would suggest that he did at one point really like you.
I don't think he really liked me. I just think the first time we spoke, maybe there was a bit more tension, and this time maybe there wasn't as much.
Well, he started to show you some skin.
He did. He did roll his sleeves up, but I think that was because he got a mosquito bite.
No, he was lying.
Anyway, I feel extremely awkward and I feel embarrassed now, actually, about my crush on Charlie Puth.
Really?
Because it's pretty obvious he doesn't have a crush on me, so.
I actually think it is pretty obvious that he does like you.
Does everyone know when we answered the phone call, he was waving at me?
Yeah.
In a slow wave.
And I don't think we said this. I'm pretty sure that we didn't say this, but when I was looking at the Zoom, I can see myself and I can see Abby. Spent the most time looking at myself. I looked down at Abby. Abby looked unreal in the Zoom.
Really hot.
And I don't say that often.
Yeah.
Abby looked real hot.
Yeah. So
that's why he started to take his clothes off.
Anyway, no, he didn't. I think we're colleagues at most. Colleagues. Charlie Puth. Anyway.
Who are you? Calvin Harris?
We have a professional relationship. When we do meet in person when he comes to Australia, as he promised.
Didn't he? I don't remember. Did he? Okay, well, let's double check that. Oh, he did publicly.
I think he
oh, okay,
did.
Sorry.
When he comes to Australia, I feel that he, will just have a court, we'll shake hands.
Sorry? Court what? Courtship?
Courtship?
That sounds like sex. You said courtship?
No. We'll shake hands and I'll
shake
say,
what?
Hi, Charlie, and he'll go, hi, Abby, and then we won't, and then we'll have our meeting and then we'll leave.
Meeting? Why do we have a meeting with him?
I don't know. I feel it's really, I'm actually really embarrassed that my crush on him.
Why? He's hot.
No, because it's like embarrassing. Successful. Like, oh my God, as though you thought that he, like, you know what I mean? It's like, oh my God, haha, as though you'd think Charlie Puth would have had a crush on him.
You know, there's only 82 songs ever written, produced, performed that have gone diamond. He has one of them. He's a big deal.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's embarrassing. Why would he have a crush on a girl from the Gold Coast? Who's not mysterious?
What's wrong with the Gold Coast? I'm just saying.
I don't know. I'm not mysterious enough.
The way he was fooling around in the studio with his sunglasses and everything.
He was wearing sunglasses upside down when we were on the call. He put his sunglasses on upside down. That's true.
And I think I saw him fan himself a little bit because you were looking so hot.
Anyway, everyone, I'm just feeling a bit insecure about it. But you can all laugh at this interview with me and Charlie Puth. Let's move on. Since 7 minutes of us talking about Charlie Puth. And I feel like that's enough. And I also feel like you might use some of this next time we speak to him. I have a strong feeling you're going to use it in opener. So.
I actually didn't think that. And Nave told me.
Now,
I'm putting it in my reminders.
Next time I think we don't give him an opener at all. We just talk to him normally and mysteriously.
Let's not be stupid. Like I said, 82 songs ever. He has one of them. He deserves
Which
an
one?
Opener. See you again.
It's been a long day.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to play him that. Do you think that's how he sounds?
I'm so embarrassed about this Charlie Puth crush. I'm actually, like, it actually hurts my heart. I'm really embarrassed.
What? It shouldn't hurt your heart.
No, it makes me really, it makes me feel physically ill.
You're getting redder and redder.
I know, because I feel sick about my crush on him. Max is here.
You're so giddy.
No, because it's really embarrassing. And I feel like that interview was embarrassing for me.
It was? No, it was a good interview.
I don't think it was a good interview. I couldn't talk.
It was a great interview.
My nipples were hard the whole time.
What's new? I mean, it's Charlie Puth.
I know, but I felt like he was off me. Anyway, it's fine. It doesn't matter if he was off me anyway, because we never met and it doesn't matter anything anyway.
Well, now... Well, no.
I've had a crush on him since we first interviewed him, obviously.
Yeah.
And then now...
You're making weird sounds.
This is embarrassing. I have a new celebrity crush anyway, so...
Yeah, and that rhymes with Marley Moose.
Anyway, Lizzo. Oh, Lizzo's here. Anyway.
Time
Sorry,
for...
Sorry, I've got
to
go.
Oh, Hughes is up now. Let's do it.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
Everyone, obviously, I've had a recent connection with someone.
Okay.
And I've always loved and admired this person, but recently we've become closer because of a job we were both on.
Oh, right.
And I've had to end up defending this person quite a bit because of the online vitriol about the poor thing. And that person is David Hughes.
Look, I do appreciate that, Abby. I really appreciate it because I've given up. So no, I need someone else to start flying the flag for me. So and you can be that person.
Well,
wonderful.
Hughesy, yeah, after so many years of doing it yourself, I'm going to take control of it.
Yes.
Because obviously being the Masked Singer together was an absolute blast. We had the best time.
Well, absolutely we did. It was incredible. It was an experience of a lifetime. It was wonderful to be in your company night after night.
it was every night. But I wanted to point something out because there was some tweets going around on opening
Twitter's
night.
Bad.
And also some DMs as well of people saying that they can't wait for me to eat you alive or they can't wait for me to... I don't even know, not even call you out, but just to be rude to you, basically. And I think people have a fundamental misunderstanding of how much I respect and love Dave Hughes.
Yeah.
Oh, he's gone. Au revoir, Hughesy.
Oh, no, I'm still here.
Oh, he's lost the camera.
We lost the camera. I was like, oh, it's over.
Do we need the camera?
No, we know. Yeah, that's all good,
camera,
babe. It's all
at
good.
All. I thought you just were sick of hearing me sing your praises. You're like, awkward, it's too awkward. I'm hanging up.
No, it was a reverb going on, and it was annoying me because I want to hear you perfectly. You know? I'm in the home studio for people that don't know. So I mean, I love Abby and I love the show, but yeah, I can't be in there right now. So I can do it from the home studio though, and that's I'm glad to be away from my family. So.
Well, I had a little rant on my podcast about this. So should we play some
we'll play
for
it.
The people?
Let's play it now.
Dave Hughes, someone DM'd me. And they said, basically, I can't wait for you to eat Dave Hughes alive, like this average white man. I will defend Dave Hughes to the day that I die. Just reminding you all, after The Bachelor, I went through the worst press day ever. I'm sure there were a few that were kind of nice, but none of them really defended me. None of them really said, hang on, this is really f***ed up that you're getting a villain edit for being sexual. The only person that said that was David Hughes. So, Hughesy...
It was wonderful. And defend to the day you die, which is so final. And it's, I mean, I think you've probably got another 80 years left in you. So that's a lot of defending. And,
yeah.
You're going to get tired.
I just thought it was really, really unfair. People were having a go, right? So I did this post on my Instagram of me defending you, me talking about it. And then actually, Hughesy, I received a DM.
Really?
And it concerned me. So I want to bring it up with you.
Good.
Because the thing is, the reason why I also will very easily defend you is because I never heard one bad word about you from anyone in the industry. And also, you've never had like a problematic moment either. You're just a lovely man and everyone agrees you're a lovely, funny man. But then I saw this and I thought, have I been fooled?
Oh.
All right. Are you ready, Hughesy?
Yes. Well, I'm intrigued and definitely interested.
Okay. And the title was... David Hughes needs to be cancelled.
Oh.
Ready?
Mm. Yep.
Hi, Goodness. Abby. After listening to your latest podcast today, I have a reason in which I truly deeply feel that David Hughes, a.k.a. Hughesy, should be cancelled. So they're very clear about who it is. David Hughes, a.k.a. Because there are a lot of David Hughes in the world.
There is heaps. There's a number of listening there right now, yes. I'm sure. Yep.
I worked at McDonald's when I was 16 when this incident occurred.
Yep.
McDonald's in Camden, to be precise. After asking Hughesy what I could get him, he proceeded to say, a medium fillet of fish meal. I'm sorry, but what in the world? Why is it okay for him to order a fillet of fish meal when Big Mac, McChicken, or literally any other item at McDonald's exists? It is a disgrace that the fillet of fish is his burger of choice, and a mere 6 years later, I'm not over it. I'm not sure I will ever be.
Wow.
Now, you're a vegan now.
Yeah, I am, but I was a pescatarian back then. So the fillet of fish was the only burger available to me at McDonald's, and I miss fillet of fishes badly. I miss them. I know I popped then. I miss them really badly. I love fillet of fish, and I think I single-handedly kept that burger on McDonald's menu.
Yeah, so, right.
And you know
it's probably
what?
Gone now. It's probably gone. I'm on a McPlant now.
Oh, my God. McPlant. He's evaded cancelling yet again. That's a fair enough reason. He was just pescatarian.
That's fair.
He was trying his best. What else could he do?
Nothing. Nothing.
And now I'm a vegan, so I'm saving the planet for all the people who write nasty things about me on the internet.
Go.
I'm actually, you know, I'm missing out on all those good times so that their children and their grandchildren and great-grandchildren can exist on this planet. Unbelievable.
All because David Hughes has given up his fillet of fish.
God, he's good.
He's the best. Well, we love you, Hughesy, and I will defend you to the day that I die. I promise you that.
You are going to get tired, though, I'm telling you. I'm saying as a minority of people, but especially on Twitter, they are just at me and at me and at me. I had to give up. I gave up Twitter when I clicked on and everyone was having a crack at Tina Arena. I'm like, why are you having a go at Tina Arena?
Oh, have a go at everyone. It's too much.
Thanks for hanging out with us. Hughesy. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield.
Hot Nights Podcast.
Now we're talking dogs. In particular, one dog.
So, as you all know, I got a new beauty butcher, and his name is Waldo, also known as Mr. Mans and Mr. Waldo, or Wally.
Wally.
I go, Wally, Mr. Waldo. Good morning, Mr. Mans. And he goes, good morning, my man. I go, good morning, Mr. Mans. And he goes, good morning, man. I go, good morning, Mr. Mans. And then I say, who's a handsome man? He's a man. And then it's sorted. Then it's sorted for the day.
Yeah, it's good. You've got it out.
We've got to clarify every morning our roles.
Yeah,
he's Mr. Man's handsome man.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I just want to bring something up because I feel like, I don't know, it's been on my mind for a while ever since I got him. And he did ask me to bring this up with you.
Me?
With everyone on the team because I told him when I got him he isn't allowed to come to work with mummy.
Yeah, not allowed.
Not allowed because the building won't allow it.
Building, the four walls are not happy.
No. And I think it's a bit unjust. And he also thinks it's a bit unjust because when I leave for work, he gets very sad.
What about people in the office that have like dog allergies?
I don't think anyone does.
Dogergies.
I don't think anyone does.
Should we
do a poll?
What do you mean a poll?
I'll ask everyone in the office. I'll come in one day and I'll go with a clipboard and I'll say, do you mind if my dog comes into work?
Yep, we can absolutely do that.
Okay, I'll do that and we'll see. Anyway, Mr. Waldo doesn't mean to make anybody sick.
But see,
he doesn't mean to.
Just because he doesn't mean to doesn't mean he won't.
He doesn't mean to. He little prince. And he's so cute. And whenever I get ready for work, because I wear tracksuits to work and often on walks I will also wear tracksuits. So I'm always in a tracksuit. So when I get ready for work, if he hears my pass or keys jingling, he thinks it's his lead, gets all excited, sees me in a tracksuit, goes, wow, third walk of the day.
Sweet.
Aren't I a lucky Waldo? And then I go, mummy got to go. And then he goes and sooks on the bed.
Well, it probably doesn't help if you're using a sooky accent like you're sooking. It means he sooks.
Because I tell him, I'm going to miss you so much. I think about you the whole time. I look at photos of him while I'm sitting here because I just miss him so much. He's like the love of my life. But so he said to me today, he goes, basically, I was going to ask your mummy, basically, if I could come to work with you. That's what he said to me. That was actually a recording that I took of him.
You played that quick.
Yeah.
Well done.
It was ready. I had it already plugged in.
Sweet.
So he said that to me, and I said, "Darling, you can't come." And he said, "Well, basically, I think you should ask your listeners, because basically I would like to come because I sit here all night by myself, and basically I just want to be with you because basically it's my third home and I'm a little bit scared."
Third home.
He's been rehomed 3 times. I'm his third home.
But you have a beautiful home.
But it's not, it doesn't matter, because a house is a home without mummy.
Yeah, but then, but you come home. So that's, it's fine, because at least you come back.
But he doesn't know that.
No, but he,
and also
he
doesn't like, but he doesn't like being alone. He likes being mummy.
Of course.
Because I give him kisses.
Oh, yes.
And I give him nummies. And like I make him food. Yep. I give him kisses. I tell him he's handsome every 2 minutes. And he goes, "Basically, I think that basically I would like to meet basically producer Max, and I would like to meet producer Trim, and I would also like to meet Uncle Sluggy Play."
Hey,
that's what he said.
I wouldn't mind meeting Arthur.
Yeah, basically that would be nice. How about coming to work?
Well, maybe I could just come over to your house and meet him.
No, I get scared people coming to my house. I want only mommy allowed in house. I allowed everywhere else.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm proposing, basically.
This feels like Chattergreeze.
Don't you think it's like he's making a good point?
Yeah, but he's also a woolly mammoth, so they're massive. And
he's not massive at all.
Woolly mammoths.
He's only little. He's a baby woolly mammoth.
Oh, he's pocket.
He's little. And also he likes to wear outfits, so he could wear a little hat in here. He could wear some sunglasses.
Remember the last time you had a dog in here?
I have never had a dog in here.
Okay, let's say hypothetically you had a dog in here. And we got excited because we were playing Chattergreeze.
Yeah.
And this hypothetical dog lost its mind.
He was balking.
Balking is an understatement.
He was balking. No, but Marco was aggressive. Marco had aggression issues.
He did.
And that couldn't be helped because he was from the pound and he was 12 and dying of cancer. And we just let him do whatever he wanted, like a senile old man. He was
gave
fine.
Him chicken.
He was a beautiful man, you know? He was from a different generation, different time. Old man, didn't understand courtesies.
Oh, you old Italian man, just.
That's what he was. But Wild Door, he won't. Yeah, I've actually heard him bark twice. Marco would bark every chance he got.
I taught him to bark.
Yes, you did. Walter, actually, I've only heard him bark twice, and it's like this. It's like a puppy.
Is that a bird? Bird.
No, doesn't bark at birds.
Doesn't bark at birds?
Barked because he heard next door a dog barking outside our door. So he barked back. Yeah. And then the other time was I think someone came over and he was scared.
Okay.
So I think we should ask people, 13 10 60, should I be allowed Walter in the office?
Look, just because I don't think the listeners, I think it's nice to know what the listeners think. I don't think the listeners have any.
Fine, change it. 13 10 60. Why is your dog sad? Is it sad because my dog can't come to work? Maybe.
13 10 60, why is your dog sad?
What makes it sad? Is it the mum, is it that they're hearing about Walter not being able to come into the office?
So they get sad.
They get sad because they're listening and they're going, "There's no fear for Walter." I said, "There's no fear for Walter." As a little bulldog.
"There's no fear for Walter." 13 10 60. Call us. What makes your dog sad?
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
Now we're talking dogs. One dog in particular, Abby's new poochie, Walter.
What else is he called?
Mr. Mans?
Yes.
Handsome man?
Mr. Handsome man.
Oh, Mr. Handsome man.
Mr. Handsome man. And also Wally.
Also Wally.
He's so beautiful. Everyone's obsessed with him, including me. And that's why it's really hard for me to leave him to go to work. So I'm on a campaign trying to convince everyone at work to let me bring him in. Everyone says, "Nah, the building doesn't allow it." Get
Four
a grip.
Walls, say no.
My answer is get a grip. I'm going to bring him in like a hazmat suit. He really likes dress ups. So I'll bring him in a hazmat suit.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll see if he's allowed in here because his fur won't go anywhere, will it?
Why don't you dress him, why don't you dress him up like a minion and be like, "Oh, where's Gru?" You be Gru. Evil.
Okay. Maybe we'll have a minion appearance next week.
Oh, there's a minion. There's a minion in the office. Oh, wow.
Anyway, he gets very sad when I leave for work. I can tell. And I say, "Goodbye, my beauty prince. I love you." I give him a kiss.
Well, I reckon that's the problem. He gets sad because you make a big deal out of it.
And I just cuddle him and I go, "I'm going to miss you so much."
Oh, my God. This is such a big deal.
To every night, I'm hurt and he's hurt. So I asked, you know, what makes your dog sad? Billy, what makes your dog sad?
Hi.
Hey.
What makes my dog sad is when we leave for school and my mum goes to work.
Yeah.
He sits there and starts sobbing.
Yeah.
And hopes that we stay home.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be good if your school allowed your dog to come with you to school, Billy?
Yeah, that would be great.
It would be good if they accommodated for your dog. What's your dog's name?
Fifi.
Yeah.
He's a Shih Tzu.
Fifi.
He's 105.
Sorry?
He's 105.
Your Shih Tzu's 105.
He's 15 in human years. He's 15.
So she's only, you know, she's very old, and I feel like she wouldn't really do much around the school if they let it to school.
To just sleep.
Tammy.
Try not to die.
Tammy, why does your dog get sad?
Because we're leaving the house and going to work.
Yep.
See,
it's quite
Tammy,
cool, isn't it, Tammy?
You kind of sound like Abby where... Maybe you're making a big deal out of it.
No. Now, Abby, one way to go about it is find out if the building will accept support dogs.
I have thought about that, Tammy, actually. I have, because he actually is my support dog. My therapist actually recommended that I get a dog to start with.
Oh, that's so, every reason. Every reason to have him.
Thank you, Tammy. And I also think that I don't make that big of a deal. I just sing a little song and say I love you.
I think Tammy is a bit of an enabler.
I think Tammy's great. All right, Sally.
Absolutely. Hi, how are you? I actually have some advice for you. I'm a vet nurse.
Okay, great.
Here we go. Good.
I have some amazing advice for
you.
First things first, don't get me wrong, love the compassionate talk with your puppy because I do the same thing with my pets.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But every time you do that when you leave the house, you're rubbing into him that you are leaving without him. So you got to cut it out completely.
There you go.
What about when I sing him songs?
Worse.
Yeah, no.
So we go, I love you, puppy.
Life, it's beautiful. Okay. But the moment you have an expectation that you're leaving the house, you cannot sort of activate that sort of conversation because you're rubbing it in.
The issue is he thinks that I'm leaving to go on a walkie, so I feel like I have to apologize to him and explain to him.
I have some advice for that too.
Hit me.
So if you get a toy or some food, whatever he's motivated by, something he really loves.
All he's motivated by is walks.
Yep.
That's tragic.
A toy, something with some food in it,
he
like a car that's frozen, a toy, anything. Give it to him about half an hour before you go. Leave it with him.
Okay.
Do your stuff about getting ready to leave the house.
Okay.
And then go. Don't say goodbye. Just go.
Okay, Sally.
By the time he's finished, he realizes you're gone. And by then it's, well, mum's been gone for a while, so it's not an exciting thing. And he's not getting anxiety from it.
But the issue is he doesn't care about food. Are there really any nummies treats you can recommend? Like I tried peanut butter, doesn't care. Could not care less.
Yeah, have you thought about some really like stinky foods? Like you can go past Coles and get like little meatballs made for dogs that just drive them crazy because they stink. They're equivalent of a chicken nugget for a kid.
Okay.
Nummies.
So some meatballs for dogs and they are, okay, great. I'll try that and I'll put it into his little conquest that he has.
Yep. So they're not an everyday food because they're not the healthiest, but to help with the separation anxiety, they're amazing.
But it's not an everyday food, Abby.
I know he's pretty good every day. He deserves a treat every day.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast.
Find your people on Reddit. We've done a little deep dive on Reddit because one of our own. Executive producer Max. Naughty, naughty Max. Every year he likes to be on the Christmas committee.
Ho, ho, ho.
Sorry?
Do you really like to be on the committee every year?
Yes.
He loves it.
An extra job. No, thank you.
And he complains about having too much work.
Yeah.
It's part of the gay agenda.
Part of the gay agenda.
Yeah.
He's kind of. So, look, the reason this has come up is because the email went around saying, who wants to be on it? Max was the first. Probably you were the first response.
I was actually the first response, yes.
Would love to! ! Enter.
La da da da. He's not the head of the committee, but here's what happened. The head of the committee couldn't be around. Who stepped in?
I did.
Put his hand up.
Yeah.
Now we think he's going to take over.
Well, there's discussion that it was a very good meeting.
Discussion.
Really?
Yeah.
Well organised.
Everyone felt included. Everyone felt like their ideas were respected and well received.
So this is a committee just for the Christmas party or for the whole season of Christmas?
Well,
part
of the Christmas party is, you know, how do we activate that in the office? How do we get people excited about the party? What do we do? How do we decorate?
Isn't that such a fun corporate word? Activate?
Activate.
In the office, we only ever use activate.
I didn't know that in a corporate environment, you had to encourage people to go to a Christmas party. Isn't that the only good thing of the year? To be fair, though, here we have fun every day. so it actually does make sense.
This is the thing.
We do, and we have a lot of fun times. And I'm not saying that because I'm sucking up, genuinely. When it's a boring office, you're like, it's the only joyful thing. But we actually have a lot of fun. So I actually do get that. Sorry. I've answered my own question.
We have a lot of fun. Yeah,
so that does need some encouragement.
It's what makes the job so hard.
And we have the best marketing team and sales team and producing team in Australia. Yeah. So, of course, we're going to have an amazing Christmas party.
And who else would you want at the top of your Christmas tree committee?
Wow.
Well.
On top.
Oh, well. Well.
You at the top?
Temporarily, because we haven't had another
temporarily.
Meeting.
Right, right. Right. Anyway, okay. About to say a word just then that I shouldn't have said. So
do I need to dump it?
We basically... No, it wasn't a swear word.
Sorry, I don't know if you said it. Right.
We want to know what themes you all think that we should have as the Christmas party, because I love a theme.
You're not part of the Christmas committee.
Yeah.
I know, but I feel like as people who will be attending the Christmas party, we should...
Should have put your hand up earlier, babe, when they asked who wants to be in the Christmas committee.
I didn't get
committee.
The email. I don't you have should've. An SCA email. Well, do I? Yeah. I wasn't part of the all staff email.
You just haven't logged into it before. You got one.
I don't think I have one. I don't have one, do I?
I think you do.
I think you do, Doug.
Imagine me logging in now.
Oh, the emails. Hey, can I have a photo? I'm on level 14. Blonde hair.
But we looked on Reddit because we love Reddit.
Yeah.
For some inspo. So here are some suggestions we found on Reddit.
Okay.
Y2K party, overdone.
Overdone.
80s party, overdone.
Overdone.
Masquerade party, overdone.
Overdone.
Reality TV party.
Of course you like that one.
Go. I could go here as myself. We go. Or we could all go as Real Housewives.
Well,
you and I could go as Real Housewives, Max.
I want to go to...
Okay.
Does sound all right.
Yeah, okay. Yep.
Ugly sweater party?
Nah.
Very American. Mario? What?
Wop.
Silly. Mobsters and lobsters?
That's sick. That's wicked.
Don't mind that.
Would you be a mobster or a lobster?
I'd be a lobster.
Libby Lobby.
I'd be a lobster.
Lobby Lobster.
And I'd bring little water in little lobster outfit.
No, you dress it up as a mobster.
Yeah. Or I could just have as a little lemon to put on the lobster. You know?
As a lemon.
You know, like or a little, a little bit of butter, you know, that you put on lobster.
We've got a stick of butter.
Yeah, imagine him as a little lemon. How about Space Cowboys? Overdone.
Overdone.
It's everyone's hen's party. Disco, a classic, not overdone.
Love disco. I DJ a lot of disco, so I would get on the decks.
Right. That would be fun. Sitcom, and also great music. I love disco. Sitcom character party. I don't
know. Nah, I'm not here for that.
Boring. Company prom.
Ah, see, now who'd be the prom king and prom queen?
Isn't our company prom the ACRAs, the Radio Awards?
Actually, yeah.
Yeah.
Actually,
so we actually
yeah.
have one. So I think we should ask the people on 131060 what their suggestions are. What is a great Christmas party theme?
This is really breaking the Christmas committee bylaws. Like, but, this is...
Don't talk about the bylaws, mate.
But aren't you just bringing suggestions? We're not saying we have to have them as this theme. We're saying we would love some suggestions to help.
Look how uncomfortable Max is at the moment. Look what you've done to him.
131060, everyone. Suggestions for a Christmas party. A themed Christmas party.
What's your theme? Give us a theme. Max will pass it on.
Party theme.
Absolutely take it on board. Hot Nights with Abby.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights podcast.
Our Christmas party is coming up and our gorgeous executive producer, Max Korstorffen, has kind of accidentally become the head of the committee.
Hostile takeover, if I'm honest.
Yeah, but you know what? I think it's working. He's very organised. He's a Libran, so, I mean, very fair.
He would be very good at it. This isn't us saying, ha-ha, what a joke. He'd be very good at it.
It is quite funny, though, that he stumbled upon this.
By the way, I don't know. I mean, he didn't tell you, but his housemate used to work in this building. He works for another naughty radio station.
Evil.
Same vibe. Tom would do the same thing. He'd go for the chair. So I find it incredibly funny that Max is the same.
Interesting,
isn't it? Couple of peas in a pod.
So we asked you, because we found some suggestions on Reddit, we thought we needed a few more. We asked you what you think our theme for our Christmas party should be.
Yeah.
Madeline, what do you think?
I went to a 21st recently, and it was so fun because we all had to find our most favourite formal outfit from the op shop.
Yep, done.
Love so op shop.
Done. Actually, you know what? I think that's actually done. Should I text Dave Cameron now?
Yeah, because they're
all so good.
Because then with the op shop stuff, you could be supporting the
charity.
The charity.
And also, it will be. I actually found, you know why I'm saying done to that? I found my ideal, a perfect dress, if it perfectly in Dubbo. and I want to wear it really badly. So I think, and it has a little what are they called? Little small jacket.
I've never seen those jackets Bolero. Ever. Bolero. I've never seen one until you sent a photo.
Well, I think I'll wear it to the Christmas party because that's going to be the theme. Brooke, what's your theme idea?
Hello. I actually think mine is better than Madeline's. Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
But I think that going by that, you know, like naughty at 8:40, mm-hmm. I think it should be like a naughty list type theme.
Okay. So give me an example.
So like a naughty elf or Miss Claus in very sexy dress up. Like, I just think like with what you guys talk about, and I just think that that would go really well.
I just feel like maybe it's asking for a sexual, like an issue.
Yeah, it's kind of ringing the HR bell for me,
for sure.
And I'm like, yeah, we don't
Wade,
want to do that.
What is your idea for our Christmas party?
Yeah, so at our work, we actually go as, like, we draw out of a hat a letter of the alphabet, and we've all got to come up with something with that letter.
Great.
So last
year, I thought of, the Libra Man ad that we used to get, where they used to put the pads all over each other. And
yep, I am an ambassador for Libra.
Make all those funny noises.
Yep.
But my boss, Matt, he took the cake. He actually got a leopard outfit and crawled around on all fours all night in this leopard outfit.
Mate. Do you say your boss?
He's my boss. He took it to the next level.
That's why he's a leader.
That's why he leads, baby.
Hot Nights Podcast.
Well, our next guest was one of our first ever interviews on Hot Nights. I like crazy, cool, it's stupid, party going wild. No. Unfortunately, not Flo Rida. Charlie Poo!
We love a reaction. That's hot.
Yeah, that's hot on Hot Nights.
That's hot.
Yeah.
Charlie,
what have you done?
That's
hot.
That's my words. Oh, an interview so nice. He had to come on the show twice. We are obsessed with his big tune, Left and Right, featuring Jungkook from his upcoming album, Charlie. You could even say it's taken up every corner of our minds. Here he is again, Charlie Poo.
Yay! That's a bit of a stitch up.
No, you both said it. You both said it.
Yeah, but that was good.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
All right. I just feel like the porn music in the background maybe wasn't needed.
Well, I didn't put the porn music in. Okay.
Maybe it was.
I thought it was fitting.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. I'm glad you're okay with it. I did say don't stitch me up, but it's all right.
There's no stitch up.
So, Charlie, so glad to have you back. We're so excited to talk to you. The speed dealers are on. You seem to be in a room full of pianos and keyboards. It's just very Charlie Puth. Last time we spoke, I'd cancelled a lunch to speak to you. Right? I don't know if you remember, but I was very hungry and I'd squeezed you in. And this time, I've cancelled a facial. So how does it feel to know I've cancelled eating and also my one day of some relaxation?
Sounds like you need to, like, adhere to your schedule a little bit better.
Yeah,
but
no, prioritize a little bit. Yeah, it was like my facial was at 12:45 and then the interview was at 12:45. So unfortunately, I had to change things up a bit. Now on to our actual chat, now that I've got that off my chest. So the new track, Left and Right, we love it.
Love it.
Rowan and I randomly, thank before you. We start the show, just do that to each other because we are obsessed. So I love seeing you artists collaborate with new people and kind of different people that you mightn't expect. So how did this come about and why was it Jungkook from BTS? Why not one of the other people from BTS?
I want to make a whole BTS album sidebar. I've always been very fascinated. The first time I went to Korea was 5-6 years ago. And I, even from first stepping foot into Seoul, I was like thinking to myself, this is going to have the West is going to be very influenced by what's going on over here one day. Maybe not now, but maybe in a couple of years, and then next year, like the K-pop bubble just blew up everywhere. So I'm incredibly fascinated with all of those boys and making music that represents them, and maybe myself involved in there too. But in the case of Left and Right, this song was already done, yes, but I sat on it for a couple of weeks and thought it could have a little bit of extra flavor added to it. And what better way to do that than at a collaboration, another singer and another joint perspective on it. And anybody I collaborate with, I want to make sure that I have just a little ounce of music history with. And Jungkook and I had never done a song together, but we had performed on several award shows overseas and had praised each other for each other's music on social media. I thought it was just a perfect storm. He wanted to put something out at the time. I wanted to put something out. It all just came together very easily.
Well, it's done so well. It's your highest charting debut single to date, right? From the album.
Yeah. No pressure for the next one. Yeah.
I know. I was going to say, you handed in your album today, right? I saw your Instagram story saying it's all done and dusted.
Yeah, it is. I'm looking at it right now, and I've got several yelly-like emails from my record label this morning asking me where the was, and right. I sent it off. So,
right, because you were kind of, your hand was forced a little bit.
Yeah.
Or do you feel like it has potential to beat Left and Right in terms of debut to the singles?
Well, I joke around about it, but the real focus is for the next song to deliver something that's completely different. I feel like Left and Right is a completely different song than Light Switch, and I never want to top myself. I mean, the next song I put out might not even be close to doing the amount of numbers that Left and Right does, but I want it to be in its own self-invented lane, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Hot Nights Podcast.
So just a quick question as well. I saw this photo on your Instagram, this like hot, we love it, we're obsessed, right?
Gorgeous. What is that?
It's the shirtless like stretch one, right? We love it. It's stunning. The lighting's great.
Did you print that out on glossy paper?
I did, on glossy. But
only
not
the best
matte.
For you. Only the best.
Only the best. The high quality paper. I'd charge 10 cents for it. But is there like, do you have a mini golf area in your garage? What's going on there?
That's my friend Johnny's house, and he is an actor, and when he is not acting, he is playing golf, and everywhere in his house is a little, there's a mini putt station, there's golf clubs. I am the shittest golf player in existence, so I cannot relate to him on that front, but I do like the aesthetic of a mini golf putt in the back of an Instagram picture.
Just a nice green pick, you know, yeah. It's great, contrasting the brown shorts, stunning.
Good colors. I clearly thought that through before I took
100%. We all do, you know, change your short colors for the mini golf in the back. I actually want to ask you kind of a, I don't know if it's a downer of a question, but it's kind of a serious question. So I posted on my Instagram stories asking what questions people want me to ask you, because obviously you have heaps of fans here in Australia. And a lot of them were just...
Isn't it great that I still have never been...
Well, I know. Well, that's another one of my questions. Great. When are you coming? But
great planning.
People are loving you, obsessed. But a lot of them were just blatantly just sexual and objectifying. And I want to know how you feel about that. Is it kind of like a little, is it fun for you, or is it kind of like a bit yuck for you?
Nobody should sexualize people who don't want to be sexualized.
Yeah.
And I think in general, it might be best to maybe leave a little bit of it up to the imagination. Same time, I haven't really seen those. I guess I'm not on, I try not to look at Twitter too much, but I do know what you're talking about.
Mm.
I'm just working out a lot, and I'm like, these workout sessions are so goddamn expensive. Yeah. I'm going to show them off.
Right. So the light switch video was real life. You're just working out.
It's yes, the light switch video, although when that scene was filmed is not real life. That was filmed at 3 o'clock in the f-ing morning. That was hard. That was hard to handle.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's real life. But I guess I do see some thirsty stuff sometimes. Mm-hmm. But I just sip my little Sesame Street cup. And
of course,
weird to talk about Sesame Street in that same sentence.
Totally. Bit off center. To change the subject swiftly. When are you coming to Australia? Because everyone wants you here.
I finally have really, really wonderful management, and my record label is amazing, and it's top priority to come out to you guys. I know I've been saying that for quite some time now, but we finally got our things together. So I would think that it would be this year. Yeah, I'm getting a slight
There's
nod.
4 months left.
Better be quick.
Better be quick, girl. Book your flights. They're selling out very quickly.
I don't know. I don't even know what day it is today, guys. Mm-hmm. I really do want to see you, though. You've been so nice to me for so long. And I'm glad you like the new Left and Right song, because it started off this whole album. I'm looking at it right now as I turned it in today, and it's dawned upon me that this whole album was made on the internet, and it's kind of crazy to see it in like a feasible form of files right now. And it's all because of me oversharing my music and I guess body on the internet.
Fun.
We love to see it. We love to hear it. I can't wait for the new album. Thanks so much, Charlie.
Thank you. It's always good speaking to y'all.
You too.
So nice to see you again. Thanks for rolling up your sleeves.
Bye, Gorge. Yeah, we loved it. Hope your bike gets better. Congratulations on the album. Anyway, have a good one. Enjoy your press day.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.
See you, brother. See ya.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast. R&B Fridays presents.
F-R-I-D-A-Y-Z. Fridays Live.
Oh, what a voice. R&B Fridays presents Fridays Live. Australia's biggest party returns with Macklemore, TLC, Akon, Craig David, Ashanti, and loads more playing across the country this November, hosted by Abby Chatfield. Tickets on sale tomorrow, 11 a.m. from frontiertouring.com. We have something to give away, though. Hit.com.au. That's our webpage.
It's where you go if you want to get some free ticks from us.
You want some free ticks?
Because I want you to be there. I want to have at least one fan in the audience. It's going to be so awkward, me walking out.
Boo!
Hey!
Macklemore!
Throwing tomatoes at me. Somehow they have fresh tomatoes.
We want Hughesy!
Bring
Where's
music
Osher?
Where's Osher? He knows music, you don't. Oh, sorry, everyone.
We are giving away tickets, though.
We are. I've got a panel of names in front of me right now.
Yeah, what have you been doing?
I've been kind of being a bit selfish and narcissistic. What I've been doing is people that I have stories with in my life, if a name pops out of me and I'm, recently was a guy that I have a crush on in Brisbane.
Oh, yeah.
Callum, I think he's a girlfriend, but if you're hearing this, Callum.
Is Callum the one that you did with the waxing of the bum?
Different Callum. That's my actual friend, Callum.
Oh, okay. Right. Sorry. Continue.
You know, and then there's also been my old work bestie, things like that.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to choose this person because they actually have the same name as someone that I was family friends with growing up.
Okay. All right, cool.
I think our parents met at, what's it called?
Mother's group.
Jubilee. What's it called?
What? Jubilee?
Jindalee. What's it called? Not Jindalee. What's it called?
The Jindalee Shopping Centre.
No, when you have babies.
Yeah, the mother, like mother's group.
No, but it's called something at the Gold Coast.
I have no idea.
Anyway, they met there.
Metamates.
It's now called Sensory, which I think is very boring. It should be something much more fun like it was, but obviously not memorable.
Who's the person? Who are we winning? Who's winning?
This person I used to share milkshakes with and McDonald's after dancing on Thursday afternoons. Hannah! Woo! Hey, Hannah. Aren't you glad that my mum became family friends with a little girl named Hannah? And her mum, obviously. Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so excited.
Hannah.
The concert of my dreams.
How good. Who are you most keen to see?
I love Akon and you too.
Hannah, I've got one fan. Hannah.
Hell yeah, Hannah.
Love ya.
I'm so pumped.
Oh my God. Can't wait.
I couldn't think of a better concert. Like all my favorite artists.
Dreams can come true.
Yes.
You're happy with Abby, but what about Fat Man Scoop?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like him too. Yeah, and TLC. Right. So good.
I'll tell Fat Man Scoop you love me, but like him.
There you go. Perfect. Mm. Congrats to you, Hannah. If you want to win, hit.com.au. Get on there, register yourself. We are giving away tickets for a long time. A long, long time. What's it in November? We have a lot of tickets.
A lot of time.
Hot Nights with Abby.
Hot Nights Podcast. This is a Hot Nights content warning. The following content may offend you. So please turn off your radio now. Or if you're kind of curious, you know, just keep it on.
It's time for
Naughty After 8:40.
So we should maybe do our sexy voice.
Sexy.
I received a naughty DM from my friend.
Oh, yeah?
Of someone's Instagram post. And this is a certain someone that I don't follow because they're too naughty.
Really?
And this has proved it to be true.
You don't follow, so they sent a person, but the person they've sent you don't follow.
I don't follow.
Okay.
My friend Rowdy sent it to me.
All right. Hey, Rowdy.
My best friend. Hey, Rowdy. Now, I don't know how it's still up after 2 hours.
Wow. Why? What is it? What is it?
It's a photo of Tommy Lee. You know Tommy Lee?
I love Tommy Lee.
Pamela Anderson's ex.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a cock shot. It's a full dick pic.
Send it to me.
All right, I'll send it to you now. All right, sending it to you. Got it?
Oh, jeez Louise.
And the thing is, we can talk about it because it wasn't revenge porn. He's uploaded it.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I hope it isn't revenge porn. I hope it isn't.
Oh, sorry, because I've been on the show. My mates have been texting me about it. One of the boys said his mates might have got a hold of his phone. Oops.
Maybe, but the caption is, oops.
Yeah, he's just being cheeky. And you know what?
I don't know. It feels like it is him posting.
My grandfather used to say, if you've got it, flaunt it.
I mean, yeah, it's nice, isn't it? But I do find it very funny that it hasn't been. I uploaded a photo of me in bikinis that are slightly see-through because they're white with my nipple showing and a man with a full penis out.
Full,
and also, face taken out of the photo, just penis is front and center.
Yeah, no, there's no face in it. There's mouth, but also.
Just mouth. And the comments are, I mean, Sherilyn Barnes, one of my favourite people in the world, has commented, good boy, X.
Good boy, pussies.
Pussies. I mean, it's, look.
You've been speechless.
I'm just imagining Tommy Lee moments.
What are you imagining?
I'm worried now that his friends have, or someone's got his phone, because then the next post that's been uploaded.
Oh, right.
Is a photo of a naked man in front of a elephant. And then I think the elephant is saying, how do you breathe through that little thing? So if someone's, and in the photo before.
Oh, they're playing
was
around.
Was a statue of a Buddha holding a banana.
What?
So what's happening here?
I've been playing around with it. Look, it's not the first time we've seen his schlong.
Really? When else did we see his schlong?
He had that porno. Pamela Anderson, remember on the boat?
No, I don't remember.
It's like one of the first ever like sex tapes, wasn't it?
I would have been like a child. I wouldn't have known about Tommy Lee and Pamela Anderson's porn film.
Full porn film.
Did they release it themselves or was it leaked?
Oh, I think it might have been leaked.
That's not good.
I think it might have been leaked. But he clearly loved it. Look.
I mean.
Throwing it around.
You know what?
Wow.
I just think it's, like, with me, like, I don't care if my nudes ever get leaked. Like, all the nudes that I send to people, I just don't care. People, aren't you scared they're going to leak it? What, people are going to see me naked? Oh, no, my perfect tits. Oh, everyone's going to have perfect tits.
Oh, well.
Poor me. I'm walking around set naked half the time because I've got to get changed in front of people.
Totally.
Like, not walk around set, obviously, but like I just zoomed in on the penis without even consciously realizing what I was doing.
That's just habit.
Just habit. It's pretty good, but yeah, I mean, I feel like this is scandalous, but also this is something that I may do in the future.
What?
Just full nude. I've uploaded a nude before, actually, that I sent to someone.
Oh, really?
And then I just scribbled a little outfit over it and was like, I looked hot in this nude, so here's a photo of me.
Wow.
Yeah, on my Instagram feed, it's still there. I drew a little.
What about sex tape? What about if someone leaked a sex tape?
Don't care. I just don't care.
Wow.
Oh no, they're gonna see that I'm really good. Oh, I'm really hot. Oh no, what a travesty. Don't care.
Max, press the big red button.
Send it out. Do it. But make sure there's a Hot Nights logo down the bottom so everyone knows where to listen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Say at Hot Nights though. Send that there.
Yep.
Gorge. Okay. All right. Good. Good to know.
Well done, Tommy Lee.
Great penis. Great. Really good stuff.
Enough.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
There are hundreds of thousands of communities with real feelings and real opinions from real people. Find your people on Reddit. We've been finding fun stuff on Reddit this last week.
We have, and I found something.
You found something?
Yep.
What is it? I'll pass it to me. I'll read it out. Great.
I did. All right, great. Thank you.
Yeah, got it. Oh, yeah, this is a good one. I've seen this one.
Yeah.
It's called r/, because if you're not sure, guys,
actually, you know what, guys, I have to admit, Rowan sent it to me.
Okay, now we just did that whole little.
Sorry, but Rowan sent it to me.
We just pretended
I want to take credit for the work. I'll admit that now. It was selfish and bratty.
Say selfish and bratty?
Yep.
Okay, all right, well, moving on. As if, yeah, great. This one's called TOMT, or tip of my tongue.
Right on the tip of my tongue.
So people upload things onto this Reddit, this subreddit as they're called, when they can't quite get what they're trying to say. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's on the tip of your tongue. Mm-hmm. So how's this one here? Someone wrote in, And you put in brackets, T-O-M-T, and it goes on the Reddit, right?
Okay.
It's movie. It says high school age girls chick flick kind of movie, which is so broad.
So broad.
Which is like, oh, I just not going to get it. It says, there was an escalator with a teen girl on it either going up or down at a mall, getting her nails done, a facial, had cucumber slices over her eyes. I think she has two girlfriends with her during the movie.
Clueless?
Wow. It says there was a very catchy song near the end of the movie. That's all I remember. Someone says it has to be Clueless.
Babe, Movie Man is actually me in that situation.
There you go. You are the movie man, that one.
Oh, my God.
You know, it says all those things like that. Like for instance, this one, T-O-M-T, a song. Super bizarre song that plays at my job with a man yelling at random intervals. Like, oh, what's that? Oh. Someone has actually gone on this and then they said, I think in this as well, he said he used to work. Yeah, here, sorry. He said he used to work at an old Vans store, right? You know, the shoes.
Yeah.
Vans. Someone here said, I found this official playlist of songs. Oh. They play in Vans stores.
Oh, my God.
It looks like it might have been updated. It might be another one of their playlists. Here's all the playlists. And he said, solved. Got it. Oh, my God. Thank you. So if anything is ever on the tip of your tongue, T-O-M-T, Reddit. Find your people on Reddit.
Wow, that is
one of the good ones.
Really useful.
Hot Nights with Abby. Maybe you can find the next one.
Maybe.
Hot Nights Podcast.
Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. Done for a Thursday. We finished. We had fun. Here we go.
So long, farewell, Avidasen, adieu. To you.
All right, tomorrow is Friday. And don't forget, when we do Fridays and the show is on, you actually can't have fun until 9 o'clock because we are here providing the fun, and then you can go out and drink or whatever you want to do. But
don't care.
We'll see you tomorrow, guys. Bye-bye.
Need more hot stuff in your ears? Subscribe to the podcast now and catch the show live weekdays from 7 p.m. across the Hit Network. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. Gotta have some-